Hi everyone, I'm Sandra Ingerman and welcome to the Shaman's Cave.
And I'm Renee Barabo and we're really excited to be here today. And for a change, I'm going to introduce the subject because I'm the mute partner here. You know, it's kind of an interesting subject today. It's about going from connection to disconnection to reconnection. And I think that that's what kind of a time period we're in. And it started because yesterday I was getting coached to do a TED Talk. And she said, well, what are some of your opening lines? And I'm there, 16,000 years ago, we went inside. And there's a long story. And if you've taken any of the wind work classes, you probably have heard about it. But that when we used to be hunter-gatherers, and then all of a sudden we stopped being hunter-gatherers, and we built these houses with wind eyes. And you would look, what it was they were eyes to the wind, so that instead of being in nature, feeling that kiss upon your cheek, you looked out at the wind. So we made this joke yesterday that, you know, when it's windy out, the deer will change directions. When it's windy out, we run in and close the door. And so this it's a really good example of how we have gotten ourselves totally disconnected from nature. And even when I was writing Winds of Spirit, I looked up at the gods one day and I'm there like, you want me to write a book about the wind? People hate the wind. What are you, what is this? And so this idea of having a relationship with the wind is the ultimate for me in connection.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you've shared that because so many people feel that life is out to get them. And so many people feel that, especially right now with everything going on the planet, that the elements are out there to get us. And the elements right now are actually teaching us about how things have to be destroyed in order for the new to come in. And so I've really been looking at our cycles. I've been really journeying. I've been reading Facebook. And what I'm starting to notice is that people are starting to write poems, are starting to use words, are starting to use phrases that show that they're starting their rememberment process. So what you're calling reconnection, in shamanism, we would call rememberment after the dismemberment, after the dissolution's going on. And so obviously anybody who's aware of the news is aware that there's major dissolution still going on. But for a big part of the community that really did their work and went through the dismemberment, went through their personal dissolution, are seeing the signs that it's time to start reconnecting again, which is really beautiful. It also means that we're going to see more of a split in our collective of different levels of consciousness. But where I've come to a really long time ago is we can't take everybody with us. We want to, but we can't. Mm-hmm. We have to do our own work.
We definitely do. Speaking of disillusionment, we don't really often talk about, current events per se, but, I grew up partly in Maine. And my mom lives in Maine, and Maine was always the safe place in the country, the place where, she went 40 years ago to be like sheltered from the storms of, other places. And so to even see like this idea that there's a sacred state or that there's anything that's, that can be looked at that way, and then to see that there's nothing that's protected from the wind and the waves and the water and the weather and the people and the mental health issues and all of that stuff that everywhere you turn, there's this dissolution. And I think enough people have started to crawl out from the rubble and start to put some pieces back together and say, hey, I can't live there forever. You know, I can't live in that place of, okay, waiting for the next COVID outbreak. Or do we go ahead, like I'm going to Disneyland next week to speak. And, you know, are there chances that there's going to be viruses in the air? Absolutely. You know, and all those kid germs, you know, at Disney World, which I can't wait to get on some of those rides. And that whole thing about, like, we still have to come together, and that connection of, I think we're going to do the connection differently, but I think that we do have to come out from the hibernating of our safe caves and start to make progress.
Absolutely. I did my first in-person event. I don't know when the show is going to air, but recently. And I did it at Ming Tangu's Chi Center outside of Santa Fe. And we had an unexpected number of people showing up. They didn't expect how many people were going to show up. People were outside the doors watching on monitors, as I talked about transfiguration. But I have to say, I did hug everybody who came up to me. I didn't even think about it. And so we do have to do the connections differently as we do reconnect. We're just in a different phase of life. We're just in a different phase of life. And I think people, a very important part of reconnection is learning how to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. That's a very important part of reconnection. And so I think we dissolved, you know, some of the spiritual community dissolved, and now we're coming back and going, whoa, that was unbelievable. We went through, and I don't want to do that again. And this isn't working for me, and that wasn't working for me, and that wasn't working for me, and that wasn't working for me. And so now my new life looks like this, and that's called reconnection.
I love that. Just a little secret. COVID for me was, it was like a gift on the hugging front, because working in the treatment business, everyone always went to these gatherings and hugged. And it was like, I don't know you well enough to hug you. You know, I'm kind of like that European, like, don't touch me unless I, you know, touch you. I'm not that huggy. And it doesn't mean I'm not that compassionate and warm. It's just, it's not my, I guess, not my love language. So, like, I used to go to these meetings and they'd say, oh, you don't hug. I remember that. It's like, so I got this reputation of being the not hugger in the group.
Well, I think that all of our idiosyncrasies, I see more. I'm still working for clients. I'm still journeying. Not very much, but I'm really seeing that all of our idiosyncrasies were taken away from us, and it's our idiosyncrasies that make us so interesting. And so I believe that as people are reconnecting again, they've lost so much. You think about how people don't really care what they wear anymore. I think Facebook and social media took away. Nobody cares what they say anymore. And so there's a real difference in reconnection. I think we're going to see, I'm saying this in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see more wildness coming out of people, their own inherent wildness that they've never gotten to express, because everybody's saying, tells people to don't shine your light too big, because you're going to get too much attention. So, you know, keep your head down, get through life the best that you can. And that's not working for people anymore. And they're saying no to it. And they're showing up in their brightest self of who they want to be. So, yeah, it's an interesting time. It's interesting watching the reconnection. I like seeing it.
I like seeing it too. I was thinking as you were talking about dimming your light, I was thinking like last night or this morning, really early, about 5 o'clock, there's a, I don't know if it's a 250-foot pine tree right out off of my deck. And then the moon, the full moon was right behind it. And there was this bright light shining through the leaves of, you know, not the leaves, through the pine needles and onto like lighting up my whole corridor outside. And, you know, the pine tree and the moon, they have no problem shining bright. They, it's not because it's coming from a place of their humility and their nature. And I think we got to this place where that people were like so boastful about, look at me, I'm on social media and I have a million followers. And you know, it's that shine bright without substance kind of. But I think that the spiritual people that I know, the ones who have gone really deep during these harder times, because this last few years has been really hard, are coming from a place of resiliency, unwavering strength, and wisdom to know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a different, people are getting wiser. It's important to see. I could agree with you more on that.
Yeah, I think so. So this idea that, so for me, the idea that we went in inside and then all we needed for all those years was we needed to get our information from other people, from the priests and the ministers and, you know, the teachers and everything. And so then we got locked inside. Maybe that was the turning point of being locked inside. And then we, even in that locked insideness, we had to find our own answers. Am I going to wear a mask? Am I not going to wear a mask? Am I going to go to the store? Am I not? I mean, simple, like almost learning to crawl in how we were going to react again. And then we come back out and it's like, yeah, I did it my way and I'm here to talk about it. Or, you know, some people didn't make it through that and that's, you know, their path. But that nobody's going to ever take that resiliency away from you again. And I think we're seeing it in politics in a big way that, like, you know, the disagreements and the agreements, whatever's happening, it's like people aren't going to just shut up one way or the other because they know their truth, whether it's the truth, we don't know because that's nebulous, but that they're going to stand up for themselves. And I think that's what we're really seeing across the board is people saying no more. I want to be heard, and this is how I'm going to be heard, and more from a place of authenticity than ever before.
Well, I think the reason that it's going to be more authentic than ever before is that you kind of started saying that first we went within, but in the reconnection, we're all within now. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not in you right now, and if you didn't go within, and if you're not within, then how are you communicating your authenticity? Where are you getting that information from if you're not getting it from inside of you? So what I feel, what the lockdown, what everything going on, people are so tired of being told what to do. People actually did go within. They went back within. They pulled their head back in like a turtle. And now that they're in like a turtle, they're getting all this information that they want to put their head out and now share with the world.
And everyone's sharing again. And on that, that's a really great place, I think, to really stop the conversation and to ask you, what came from your authentic voice after this experience of reconnection or remembering? What did you remember about yourself that you want to share and share it on either the Shaman's Cave page or on the YouTube channel? And one of the things we would invite you to do is not to ask us how to interpret, if it's your authenticity and your experience, how can I interpret it for you? Like, really, I mean, if you have a direct spirit revelation from spirit, it's yours. You know, like in my dream last night, I had this vivid dreamscape. And I thought, like, well, is this mine? Well, of course it's mine. It came into my dreamscape. So it's up to me to interpret it, not to go into the shaman's cave wall and say, hey, I had this dream last night. What do you think? You know, and so we really want to invite you to go deeper within yourselves to share the revelation as you experience it. And if somebody chooses to comment on it, but not interpret it for somebody else.
Right. Yeah, I actually, we probably have that rule on the Shaman's Cave Facebook guidelines, mm-hmm. because I put that on all my Facebook guidelines that if you interpret for another person, what you're saying is, I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. I know more than you. You know nothing. And so you're doing exactly what Renee and I are talking about today. You're not letting people reconnect to their self and to their true authenticity and to direct revelation. You're saying you know more than them. And mm-hmm. that's not what shamanism is about. It's never been about that, ever. And so we could have beautiful discussions, but they have to be where everybody feels they're empowered to share what's coming through them personally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's, I think, where we're going to run into some of the dicey part of reconnection is there's people coming out and sharing the authenticity, and there's people who want to, but they're a little nervous about doing it yet. So I know you join me in this, Renee. We say we want to see your uniqueness. We want to see who you are, not hiding behind other people's quotes and not hiding behind other people's interpretations. Who are you? Let us know who you are.
And I'm one of the administrators of the group who approves posts. And I have to say, when I see somebody that's blah, 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 so blah, 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 and a lot of times I'll say, is this even true? Did you even do your research? Is this like, you know, they love those quotes by, like, really, did you, you must not have had the same book editor I had, and I don't approve them. So, but I've never not approved, even when I was thought like, oh, this could cause a little stir, a little controversy, when somebody comes from their heart and says, this is my experience, I'm not quite sure how to proceed with it. But if I can tell that it's from the heart, I always share it. So make sure you all follow us over at the Shaman's Cave. Make sure you like us on YouTube and hit like on this channel, because, you know, this is partly the way we support this show, is that when you like it and you share it and you comment on it, YouTube shares it with more people, and then we might get a couple of pennies or whatever it is, but it helps offset our costs. So, and we also are grateful when people make donations as well. The last couple of months have been great.
Yeah, and check out our websites. We have so many resources. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff that you're asking is actually on our websites. So anyway, I think everybody gets the point. And Renee, you did magnificent speaking about this, because I think this is the topic that needs to be spoken about now, because there is a huge population coming back out who wants to be seen mm-hmm. as them, as who they really are. And so it's going to be interesting to see this next phase.
Like the moon. All right. Thank you.